There are three astronomical discoveries in the news today, and I want to treat them with the seriousness they deserve rather than using them as a palate cleanser between harder stories, because each one is genuinely remarkable. The first is the detection of a wandering black hole consuming a star. Most black holes we observe are anchored at the centers of galaxies. This one is not. It is moving through intergalactic space, which means it was at some point ejected from its home galaxy through some gravitational interaction, probably a merger between two galaxies with competing supermassive black holes at their centers. One gets ejected. This appears to be one of those. The consumption of the star, called a tidal disruption event, is what made it visible to us, because the star's material produces an X-ray and ultraviolet flare as it falls into the black hole. Without that flare, this object would have been invisible. We are quite literally only seeing this because the black hole happened to be hungry at the moment we were looking.
That is a sentence that does not lose impact, no matter how many times I hear it.
The Betelgeuse companion star story is a 100-year mystery resolved. Astronomers had theorized for decades that Betelgeuse, the red supergiant in Orion that you can see with the naked eye on a clear night, had a companion star orbiting it. But Betelgeuse is so luminous and so large that the companion was perpetually washed out by the primary's light. A team using the Very Large Telescope in Chile developed an imaging technique that essentially blocked the light from Betelgeuse directly and captured the companion at roughly 2.4 astronomical units orbital distance. The significance is that it helps explain Betelgeuse's unusual dimming events over the past several years. Some of that dimming was a dust cloud, but some of it may have been orbital occultation by the companion.
Betelgeuse is expected to go supernova within the next 100,000 years, which astronomically is very soon. And understanding its companion changes our models of what that explosion will look like and how it will interact with the surrounding stellar environment.
And then Venus. Researchers found vast concentric rings in Venus's atmosphere, enormous atmospheric wave structures spanning thousands of kilometers, thought to be generated by gravity waves propagating up from the planet's surface through its dense cloud layers. Venus's atmosphere rotates about 60 times faster than its surface, which creates the kind of fluid dynamics that can generate these planetary-scale wave patterns. The practical implication is that these rings are carrying information about the planet's interior structure upward through the atmosphere in ways we can now measure from orbit.
For context on why Venus matters right now, there are three missions planned for Venus in the next decade, including NASA's Da Vinci and Veritas programs, and the ESA's Envision. Each piece of atmospheric data we gather now refines the science that will direct where those missions focus. The concentric ring discovery will almost certainly change the Da Vinci Entry Probe's atmospheric sampling plan.
And the PFAS destruction startup raising $55 million to scale globally deserves a mention in this segment because it represents a different kind of scientific breakthrough. Not discovery, but remediation. PER and polyfluoroalkyl substances are in drinking water systems across more than 3,000 U.S. communities, and they do not break down through conventional water treatment. The startup has apparently developed a chemical destruction pathway that breaks the carbon-fluorine bond, which was previously considered nearly impossible at scale. At $55 million in fresh capital, they are moving from lab validation to commercial deployment. The market for PFAS remediation in the United States alone is estimated at over $200 billion.